Following is a report that appeared in Times of India titled Water Wars, India, China and the Great Thirst. Countries might wage wars over oil, but the most valuable resource in the world is water. It's the new oil, the colorless gold that's at premium because it is becoming scarce. Today's nightmare is that tomorrow the glass will be empty because water supplies are fast evaporating on account of population pressures, urbanization, and now climate change. No country is likely to be left untouched. But the great thirst will be felt the most in the region that has the world's two most populous countries, India and China. A new study says the situation will be the bleakest in the basins of major Himalayan rivers. The study by the Strategic Foresight Group, Mumbai, is titled The Himalayan Challenge and frighteningly predicts that in the next 20 years, the four countries in the Himalayan sub-region, that is India, Nepal, China and Bangladesh, will face the depletion of almost 275 billion cubic meters of annual renewable water. For comparison, this is more than the total amount of water available in Nepal at present. But why must this region run dry? It is fed by major rivers such as the Yangtze, Indus, Ganges, and the Brahmaputra. But the problem is all of them originate in the Tibetan Plateau and will be badly affected by melting glaciers. The report says it may all end very badly because a water deficit will have a cumulative destructive effect on agricultural production, power generation, food availability, and livelihood, forcing all four countries in the sub-region to try and secure water resources. They may even look beyond their borders, leading to geopolitical tension. The point here is interesting. There are global forums that deliberate on oil prices and availability, but disputes over water are generally handled regionally or bilaterally. India has bilateral agreements on water. Treaties with Nepal and Bangladesh cover development of the Mahakali River and the sharing the waters of the Ganges. But New Delhi has nothing like that with the Beijing. If today's legal and policy architecture were used to deal with any future water dispute, India and China would have nothing more to look to than a couple of MOUs on sharing flood season hydrological data on the Yalong, Tsangpo, Brahmaputra and the Satluj rivers. Research fellow at the Institute for Defense Studies and Analysis, retired Colonel P.K. Gautam, says that if China builds a dam on the Brahmaputra now and we complain about lesser water flows later, it could say that India doesn't have any projects in the northeast. Add to this the current problem of massive water shortages in both countries. This could force both India and China to securitize water sources and lead to tension. India is already worried about China's reported plans to construct a massive 40,000 megawatt dam at the point where the Brahmaputra takes a U-bend to enter India. Delhi is also concerned about Beijing planning to divert Brahmaputra waters towards China's arid north. Some even suggest creating a new regional forum, let's say a Himalayan Rivers Commission, to better manage the looming water problem. But like much else, that's difficult in a region dominated by the trust deficit between countries. The key lies in doing something before the rivers run dry and the taps as well.